Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we were taught that we should never leave a church unless the church leaves the doctrines of the Word of God. Let's pick up with that thought today. Foundation for the Bible stands. One way we know we love God is that we keep His commandments. Jesus gave one in John 13:34-35, and it is to be one that is genuine and an ongoing commandment that we obey. It needs to even grow in us. And Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." Now Jesus says He wants our testimony before the world to be that we love one another. And so He said, "A new commandment I give unto you." Do you realize that when He said that, He was putting it on the level of the Ten Commandments? Now, the world says, "Oh, the Ten Commandments. It's all right if you break the other commandments, but not the Ten." Well, they don't even know what the Ten Commandments are. But Jesus puts this on that level. I give. Now He's speaking from the point of His deity. That you love one another. Now, the old law said that love your neighbors yourself. He makes it stronger than that. He says, "Love as I have loved you." Know, people say, "Well, the law is so legalistic, nobody can keep it." Well, this is harder than the law, to love one another as God loves us. So Jesus wants our testimony before the world. This is what He says here in these verses, John 13:34-35, that He wants our testimony before the world to be that we love one another. In our local church, we have teachings about divorce and remarriage. And I tell couples when I'm counseling them in premarital counseling, eliminate divorce from your vocabulary. Your vocabulary of answers to your problems. It is never, never, never the answer to your personal marital problems. But my friend, neither is divorce the answer from your local church, unless that church has gone contemporary or has left the doctrines of God's Word, changed their Bibles, and so forth like that. Then, yes, you come out from among them and you be separate, saith the Lord. Now, friend, people are leaving churches today because they get their feelings hurt. They leave churches because the pastor wouldn't do or someone else wouldn't do what they said. And yet what they said and what they had was not a doctrinal matter. I had people, because of a series of sermons I preached, just did not show up. Then they left the church because of the series of sermons I was going to preach. If they didn't listen to them, why, they don't have a ground on which to leave the church because they don't know what I said in those sermons. "Oh, we know because we know how he believes." Well, I'm glad they know how I believe because I believe the Bible. And that's what I preached in that series. But what I'm saying is this, is that take that out of your vocabulary for church hopping. One church to the next church, to the next church, to the next church. Stay with the Word of God. True love is active and accepted with God, and it's very acquainted with God. That is, you know Him in an intimate way, not just in salvation. You know His person, and that's not going to come until you're in His Word daily, meditating in it. Now, Someone has said meditation is the lost art of the 20th century. They said that back years ago, and I think that still applies. It's the lost art of the 20th and 21st centuries. Meditating in His Word. Asking God to reveal Himself to you that you might know His person. I've told people that sometimes I'll get confronted with something that I can't give a Bible answer to right away, but I can say, well, that is right or that is wrong based on the fact that I know the person of God. If it takes away from His holiness, I know it's wrong. Even if the motive for why they're doing it seems like a good motive. Now, everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. The antitype of that is seen in verse 8. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So, Christians, we have a question to ask ourselves. How true is our love? Do we love the brethren? Is our love for the brethren an active love? Am I truly acquainted with God intimately, that I know His person so well that immediately when confronted, I know whether something is right or wrong? Now, some people don't have that because they're not truly saved and they need to receive Christ as Savior. But my friend, if as a Christian, hopefully these two verses, verses 7 and 8, perhaps it'll help you to say, you know what, instead of looking at everybody else, maybe I need to examine myself and see whether I'm in the faith as I ought to be. It would be right if you would do that. And maybe you can just write us and let us know how God is speaking to you through these things that we've just said here. Maybe He's showed you something. I hope He has. Now, let's move on to verses 9 and 10. Because we're seeing this love of God, and it's so different than the love you and I seem to really to exercise and that the world could see. Here it says, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us, and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Now again, God is holy. God is light. God is a consuming fire. Those are all verbatim statements from the Word of God, the Bible. He is also called the God of all grace. As we think of the Word in how it relates to God, we must always understand that the word love is always behind His grace. As much as is the word holy. It would be not true grace, nor would it be true love, if it is not holy or lacks in any way of the holiness of God. God's holiness is never, never, never divorced from His love. Now, friend, love is an attribute of God. It's not God Himself. Love is not God. So many definitions of love. But love of itself is not God. Those who truly love God and read the book to see His love for them know the offense that worldliness is to Him. Therefore, rejoice when repentance from sin is preached. Rejoice when holiness is preached and sin is named. Rejoice when righteousness is exalted and the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ is lifted up. The Bible says in Psalms 145, verse 17, that the Lord is righteous in all His ways and holy in all His works. If it's of God, it's going to be of absoluteness in purity, in righteousness, and in holiness. So, looking at this verse here in verse 9, let's see what God in His love did for us. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world. It would do us good to read Galatians 2:20 here in relationship to this verse. If there's any doubt at all of God's love being openly manifested to us, or if there's any doubt of God's love for man, we need to read this. He says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." Well, that's how people need to see His love in us. Isn't it great? We are exhorted to love the Lord and to love as He loves. But, my friend, we also need to understand that when we lack in these areas, then we come short of the love and the glory of God, because He loves us with a pure heart, completely and totally. And we want this love to be manifested through us in our hearts and lives. There's an old song that says, "I saw Jesus in you." We talk of the world needing to see Jesus in us. That's good. But there's such a misunderstanding of Jesus and who He is, even in the local churches. And if the local churches are having problems of that, then how can the world see Jesus in us? In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4, he says, "For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted," you might well bear with him. In other words, he's saying, look, if you're trying to make a worldly Jesus, you're trying to make a Jesus that's different from the Word of God, then you've just got another Jesus. Using His name won't make it so. Trying to tell people there are many roads to heaven is another gospel, but it's not the gospel of the Bible. Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." If we look at the Spirit as only a feeling and not the wisdom, the holy person of God in His Holy Spirit, who was given us by Jesus Christ to testify to us of all that Christ taught.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says.